It has been known to be one of the fastest growing cities in West Africa. We have a population of a bit over 1 million for the region, but for the district capital, we should be about 400,000 people.
And have you been developing well, or are you a case in point here that you need to get your development more organized?
We need to do a lot. There's a lot of passion in there. I'm representing our organization, Grassroots Sisterhood Foundation. Yeah, we are part of the UN Habitat, promoting the rights of rural women to access to land, and then making sure that when it comes to land, women don't just access it, but they have the right in terms of legal registration as well. We have to come here because of the new urban agenda that is being proposed, and we need to be part of it, learn the new strategies, and then so that together, whatever is agreed on, we'll go and operationalize it from the grassroots. Because action is at the base, it's not at the top, it's at the base.
What do you think the cities in your region need most now?
Yeah, for now, our cities need a lot of thinking in terms of how it is structured. I mean, they are just coming out because of urbanization. People are moving into the urban area to look for greener pastures, and governments are not having control as to the rate of the movement. So there's a lot of disorganization currently as it is. So there's a need for planning, critical planning to move the process. And then the critical other thing to as the cities are developing, issues of gender is being left out. As the cities are increasingly urbanizing, the role of women and what women stand to gain, the role of the youth, the physically challenged, people are just constructing, there are issues of construction, industrialization, but when it comes to critical needs of some gender groups, it's normally not taken care of.
So just describe the kind of work that you're doing at the grassroots to help solve this very big problem.
Yes, for the grassroots, what we are doing strategically is capacity building, because we need our grassroots people to be empowered in terms of information. Planning is leaving them out because they are not demanding their due. So what we do as part of our constituency is mobilization of the women to make sure that they demand their rights. Also do a lot of advocacy with the state actors who are doing the planning, to be able to make sure that when they are planning, they do not leave people behind. They don't see women as just beneficiaries, but key players and actors in the whole process.
Have women's issues been forgotten about, or not been given enough attention in the urban agenda, and in what way?
No, for this agenda for now, because of advocacy, there are a lot of, because we are linking it to the issue of the SDGs. And then we want to send the lesson down to our regions and our countries to be able to also highlight it in the various regional plans that we are developing. Because people come in masses every day, every month, every week. So because of lack of resources, we are not able to manage, combine the rate at which people are coming and the rate of planning.
So, and this is something which really needs to be controlled now, I guess, before the cities of Africa in particular get bigger.
That is why this particular new urban agenda is very important, and especially for Africa, that is having a lot of increasing cities coming up. We needed to be here and learn the new strategies and agree on some commitments that we can advocate for our government to be able to implement.
And what's realistic, do you think, for Africa in terms of how we can make countries and make cities pay attention to the new urban agenda and put it into practice? It's going to be difficult, isn't it?
It's going to be difficult, but it's possible. So it's just a matter of increasing advocacy. Yes, we need to increase, the civil societies need to wake up, because governments have so much to do. So if we leave them, they will do what they want to do. So we need to get governments committed to this new agenda and make sure that they strategically make it part of their planning process.